Well, Tahiri Ngamahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, says urgent, faster improvements are needed across the country in our mental health and addiction system to better meet growing demand and need, particularly for our rangatahi and Ngai Māori, who continue to face inequitable access and outcomes. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Mariah. Mihi ana kia koe te tuhine, tēnā koe.
Ata Māori, kia ora Dale.
Kia ora. Nā mihi
nui hoki kia koe, mēnā kaiwhakaro noi tēnei ata.
Mihi ana. Well, Mariah, from your perspective, please, what's the most pressing failure in our mental health system, particularly when it aligns with the need for support with addictions right now, and particularly for tangata whenua? What's some opening thoughts you might share with us, please, Mariah?
Kia ora Dale. Well, it's really clear the system is not adequately meeting the needs of Māori, and the concerning over-representation of coercive practices Māori are subjected to. So sadly, we do experience the highest levels of psychological distress, much higher rates of suicide, significantly higher levels of unmet need, and alongside poorer wellbeing outcomes driven by wider social determinants. There are factors such as homelessness, unemployment, and I know it paints a really bad picture, but it is what it is at the alarming rate that Māori are subject to seclusion at 6.6 times the rate of non-Māori. And the compulsory community treatment orders, CCTOs, at more than twice the population rate. So this raises serious human rights concerns. We strongly advocate for the elimination of seclusion and coercive practices on whānau. Māori, we're also really, really concerned that investment in kaupapa Māori services is not keeping pace with that need. And we know, in fact, it is actually decreasing as a share of overall mental health investment. So kaupapa Māori services, they are critical as they provide a holistic approach to our whānau with wraparound services that are culturally grounded. We know this. We know all Māori by Māori services work for our whānau.
Tēnā koe. I guess the goal is to try and keep people out of the need for mental health services support, but it is confronting that these well-used models of care, a connection with culture, are being denied the funding to make them as meaningful as they could be. Let's start by trying to keep our people out of the system. What are some of the dynamics at play here? Yes. And are there more issues in rural New Zealand or urban New Zealand, or are they pretty much the same as far as Māori and the need for access for mental health support?
There is it's consistent across that there is a lot of areas that are experiencing those challenges of access, etc. But there is some progress towards shifting to a system that is supported by a more capable and competent workforce. So we need to put a lot more focus attention to ensure that the services that are provided are reaching people early and in ways that actually work for them. And for whānau, I have to reiterate, we know that for whānau that can access and enter as they need it, as early as they can, by Māori for Māori services work. For example, when we're looking at the whānau order approach, where any door is the right door. So we know that that works for our whānau. We want to see the growth in our Māori leadership throughout the mental health and addiction workforce. And in saying that, there has been an increase in Health New Zealand adult mental health staff, which is good. So as we can grow that workforce and increase that level of competency in our cultural responses, that has to be positive for our whānau that can access those services. On the other hand, there's been a few decreases. There's been good decreases in vacancies across, so that's positive. But psychiatrist vacancies, they're still too high. They're still sitting at around 20%. So, yeah.
Mariah Johns is with us today. Thank you, Mariah. Do you sense it could be that the funders, i.e. the government, don't rate the data coming from Māori mental health correspondence and research? I mean, you and I, and most of those of people who are listening today, know that cultural connection is one of the most important aspects for overall health and mental health. So why would it be that Māori delivery programs are not being resourced as fully as they could be?
Yeah, I think ultimately we have to look at how these services are truly being effective for our people. So, and also acknowledging and recognising some of the broader factors that impact mental health and wellbeing are actually outside of the health system, such as employment, housing, education, etc. But for our whānau, we know that culturally responsive and appropriate services do actually work for whānau that require it. And we also acknowledge and recognise that the mental health addiction system, it has typically favoured westernised and biomedical approaches, which means that the system is not as safe or appropriate for Māori and whānau. And that was really clearly articulated in the He Ara Oranga report, which is why we need to see a mental health system grounded in equitable funding, the old Māori approaches, and really strong Māori leadership. Yeah, so again, it is about investment too, keeping up with the need, and the results in reduced access to kaupapa Māori services and inequitable use of coercive practices. If those that have the influence and decision making in regards to funding these types of our kaupapa Māori services.
The report shows workforce is improving, but other areas are lagging. And one of the pressures on the mental health service too is this explosion in the use of methamphetamine, and people don't sleep. They do wild and wacky things when they haven't slept, sadly, and can then find themselves, in the not just the grips of addiction, but in the grips of mental health issues as well, Mariah. With this wave of usage, and there are many reasons behind that, and it's another nut we, as a society, we have to crack, but it will be putting pressure on mental health services. How much pressure? And how is addiction playing in here to mental health aspects for Māori who are seeking help?
Yeah, there is enormous pressure on this, on the mental health system as a whole. And certainly in the addictions area, there's those specific challenges on, access, on availability, on basically the criteria to even enter those types of services. So we are seeing that across. It just needs to the changes need to come faster, and they need to be earlier, able to be accessed earlier for our whānau, and there's still quite a long way to go.
They're hell-bent on cost-cutting, this coalition government, and economic reform. So at the same time, they're underfunding very important programs. What risks do we run if we ignore the reality and don't fuel the sector as well as is needed to accommodate the growth in need?
Yeah, that's right. It's a high risk. It's a high risk, and certainly as we've seen and what we've heard and what we can show is that, unfortunately, Māori is in that space. And if we continue to, it's continued to not be addressed, then it just continues to deteriorate. So we are calling again and again for a plan to address the inequities, to address the issues that Māori face across the board in mental health services. Certainly our latest report and recommendation is for Health New Zealand to look at that plan to address these issues. But we are absolutely very, very concerned, of course, around the seclusion rates and also around the use of coercive practices on whānau.
Well, that needs to be addressed. And I think our people would be startled by the numbers of our own that are caught up in seclusion practices, which are draconian in the thought of them anyway. But we do need strong advocacy. Now, this report has been furnished. Have we got strong advocates politically Is the minister responsible understanding the Māori dynamic within the mental health and addictions sector? And who would you say are batting strongest for more resourcing for Māori initiatives within the sector, would you think, Malaya?
I think, accountability, there is many factors outside of the mental health and addiction system that influence those outcomes for our people. And I think we think that it's a whole of community, of government, of agencies that can actually support in this and improve the situation for our whānau out there. So we are wanting to see some really strong, sustained advocacy. We know that our kaupapa Māori service leaders and our system leaders, they also provide their voices. They use their voices, and we recognise that to advocate for these issues as well. So working alongside others in our network, in our sector, and certainly with our ministers, Minister of Mental Health, and our government cross-agency leadership, that's where we're wanting to see that more joined up and working together to address the risk and protective factors that ultimately to provide those services to whānau that are timely, that are appropriate, that are culturally responsive and reflective of our people in our communities that they serve.
Well, having had some whānau of ours who've been through mental health challenges and with support have come through the other side, we recognise that these are our people, they are worth fighting for. Mm-mm. And so reports Absolutely. Like this need to be highlighted, and I thank you for helping us to do so, Mariah. And the call for more investment in this very important area must grow louder and not be diminished. I appreciate you spending some time with us, Mariah. All the best with the mahi and with your whānau. Thank you.
Thank you, bye. Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Thank you.